Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
I just realized I was lazy in my life at different stages, and I needed to cultivate the habit of working hard and doing things when I didn't feel like it. As many times I didn't feel like doing it, but I had to train myself. If I don't feel like it, I've got to do it. I lived by this philosophy that Tony Robbins taught that he learned from Jim Rohn, which is that if you can't, then you must. If you say you can't do something, but you know by doing it, you're gonna be better off for it. You're gonna be more confident, a better leader, a better worker, a better human being, then you owe it to yourself to do it. You're cheating yourself if you don't do it. So for me, if something was uncomfortable or difficult, that was like, great, that's my opportunity of growth right there. Time to step up, time to do it, time to stretch myself. And as a result, I'm gonna grow from that.
Anytime you recognize yourself falling into that pattern of laziness, snap yourself out of it and remind yourself of the consequences of that. Remind yourself of what that is costing you in your life and how you're actually making it harder for yourself to get out of that place. And then just get yourself to take little actions. Get yourself to take little actions that can help boost your self-esteem and your confidence a little bit. And I can promise you, you'll get so addicted to it that you're gonna find so much pleasure just in the process of taking action and working hard that you're gonna realize that you're gonna wanna do that more often. And especially as you start getting a taste of achieving your goal and what it is that you want, then that motivates you even further as well.
You see, I think a lot of people, they focus on the short term. They wanted the results yesterday, and they don't realize that it's a long-term process. If you want to achieve anything of value in your life, you have to focus on the long term. I see time and time again, people, they want to start a diet and lose all this weight in a short period of time. Or they want to start an online business and make all this money in a very fast period of time and get rich quick. Well, it doesn't work that way. If it was that easy, if it was that fast, then everybody would be ripped, skinny, athletic, rich, be making passive income and living on the beach, right? It doesn't work that way. Of course, it is possible. There are people out there that lose all this weight in a fast period of time, or people that make a lot of money in a fast period of time. But you have to understand that that's not the majority. That's not the average.
So I wanted to put myself on the line to become resourceful, to become committed, to tap into my creativity. If I needed to stay up all night working, I was willing to do that. Just like school, if you have a test or a project that's due and you didn't get it done, you're gonna work and stay up all night if you have to be able to submit the project, because the consequence is you don't wanna get a bad grade on the project. It was that same mentality. So you might say that's crazy, and it kinda was. I wouldn't recommend that, but it stretched me in so many ways that you can possibly imagine. I just pushed myself in ways of, when there's uncertainty and desperation, and you're trying to figure out how to pay your bills, you're resourceful like crazy. I mean, you're trying to figure out, I gotta sell this, I gotta try to borrow money in some cases. I went pretty extreme with that, and I'm not recommending that to anyone, but it's just something that I did at that stage of my life. And the result of that is I grew massively. I developed the muscle of whatever I commit to, I do. When you put yourself in challenging situations like that, then most things that people are challenged by become easy in comparison.
Also understand that hard work, working hard, being a hard worker.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's a habit as well. You can condition that. In fact, the more action that you take in your life, the more that you improve yourself, the more that you work hard towards your goals, then the more that you're conditioning that habit of being a hard worker. The more that you condition it, every time that you take action in your life and you work hard, you have to understand, even though there's not an immediate benefit from that, there's no tangible reward. It's not like you go to the gym and all of a sudden you get a trophy or something like that. There's nothing tangible to that. Every time that you're taking action, there's an intangible reward. There's a byproduct of pride, of confidence, of self-esteem, of happiness in your life. You feel good about yourself. You gain confidence every time that you take action and you do something that's right, that's going to help you make progress in your life. You feel good about yourself. That gives you momentum. That momentum, you can utilize that and it becomes a snowball effect. And you want to take more action. You want to keep that momentum going in your life.
You can't afford it. You should be asking yourself, how can I afford it? How can I solve this problem that I have that I can't afford something and put an end to that so that no longer has to control you in your life? When are you going to finally just decide, you know what? I'm going to go for it 100%, 1,000%. I'm going to do whatever it takes, man. The only way you're going to ever get to that point is you got to want it so bad. You got to be willing to pay the price, because part of getting what you want is knowing what you have to pay and be willing to pay in order to have it. Pay that price, whatever that price is. There's always a price to everything that you want. But it's not until you get to that point. Now, oftentimes people, they have their fears here, they have their limitations here, they have their stories here, right? And this is overpowering their desire. They want this, but they don't want it bad enough. This want, this desire that you have for whatever goal, whatever it is you want, a business, a body, a relationship, love, happiness, whatever it is, guys, this desire, this commitment to this, has to be so much greater than whatever the hell your story is, whatever your limitations are. Because when this is greater, when you say, oh, I can't afford it, this will take over this and you will find a way to afford it.
Now, if you're not driven by pleasure and the benefits, then you can think about the consequences as well, because there's pain in not achieving your goals. There's pain in being lazy. There's pain in not working hard. And you need to understand what you're missing out on by being lazy. You need to start to associate pain to laziness. It's not until you recognize that being lazy affects everything in your life and even other people in your life, and you fully associate to those consequences, that will allow you to free yourself of it and take massive action towards what it is that you want. So for example, just recognizing that by not making money or by not losing the weight or just by sitting around on the couch, that's affecting your self-esteem. It's affecting your confidence. It's affecting your sense of pride. It's affecting your sense of happiness and fulfillment. Every minute you spend wasting time and being lazy is actually costing you money. There's an opportunity cost to that, because in that time that you're sitting there watching those TV shows and watching those movies and playing those video games that you're never even going to remember 5 or 10 years from now, that's time that could be spent making more money, making more of a difference, improving yourself, reading, gaining more knowledge, and doing things that are going to benefit you a lot further. So having those reasons, whether they're good reasons that empower you and drive you, or they're painful reasons that are going to drive you as well, because you don't want to settle any longer for living a life that's less than what you can be, do, or have.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.